everybody, Bill Buckmaster with you. And on the other side of the glass, Mr. Tom Fairbanks, as we brace for a very hot week. They revised the forecast, I see now, and rather than go down, it's now up for Sunday, 114, which would be the hottest temperature, would tie, I believe, the hottest temperature ever recorded in the month of July in Tucson. Anyway, midweek edition on the Buckmaster Show. It's July the 8th, 2020, as we bring people together, Southern Arizonans, on the radio on the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio on 1030 Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, which we piggyback with kvoi.com. It's time for our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice candidate interview series. All of our candidate interviews that have been conducted since January by the three local talk show hosts, that's me, one of them, Zach, and of course, Wake Up Tucson with Christy Simone. All of the interviews archived at kvoi.com. And today we'll be focusing for the whole hour. It's a four-way Republican race for Pima County, and we have four segments on our program. So there will be a candidate in each segment. In alphabetical order in that Republican race for Pima County Supervisor District 1. After two four-year terms, the incumbent Republican Ally Miller is not seeking another term. So let's begin now with Bill Beard joining us on the live line. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm doing well.
Let's begin with who is Bill Beard and why is Bill Beard qualified to take that open seat on the Pima County Board of Supervisors?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk to your audience today, Bill. One of the main reasons I got interested in this race is I'm a fourth-generation Tucsonan, and when my great-grandfather came out here in the late 1890s, he came out here to do a job in the mining industry down in Bisbee and some in northern Sonora. He eventually got a job working for the Southern Pacific Railroad, and he moved the whole family out here because he saw not just a future for himself, but for the entire family and the generations that followed. And I think for all too many folks today in Southern Arizona, and specifically in Pima County, there's a lot of folks that don't see that future, either for themselves and especially for their kids and their grandkids. And that, to me, is truly a criminal thing because, as I said, I grew up here in this community. This place is in my blood. And I'm sick and tired of watching a place I dearly love be undermined and destroyed. I've spent the last 3.5 decades in the contracting world. And one of the things I learned early on in that work is if you do not focus on the basics on a daily basis, in many cases on a minute-by-minute basis, focus on those basic things that you're supposed to take care of. Number one, you're not successful, but you're probably not going to get paid and you're not going to have a job for very long. In Pima County, we get those basics wrong. I want to be a voice for the taxpayer. I want to be that watchdog that is asking those questions on a daily basis. Why are we not focused on these basics? I've spent most of my professional life in that contracting world, but I've worked diligently on Republican Party activities, helping candidates up and down the ballot for many, many years. I believe I'm the best candidate to bring that Republican message forward into the general election in November and be that taxpayer watchdog. That's why I believe I'm the best candidate.
Fix the roads, of course, was the mantra and is the mantra for the outgoing supervisor, Ally Miller. How would you improve the roads? And is that a top priority? Or is there something else, Bill Beard, that is at the top of your agenda, please?
The roads, you can ask people across the political spectrum in District 1 and, frankly, all across Pima County. To a person, the top of the list is always roads. You can't drive down any significant part of Pima County roads and not ask a simple question. What's wrong with these people? Why do we have some of the worst roads in the Southwest United States? roads will be at the top of my agenda and at the top of my questions to the other four members of the board on a daily basis. What are we doing to fix the roads in Pima County?
What can we do to fix the roads in Pima County, Bill Beard?
Well, first we have to reestablish trust with the taxpayers. We've seen in the last two bond proposals that the county has put forward, it was voted down overwhelmingly by the taxpayers because they've seen for too many years Pima County government says one thing and then does something else with those taxpayer dollars. Until we reestablish that trust, we're going to have a hard time fixing some of these things on a more regional basis without taking care of some of those basics. And one way I want to see at Pima County government change priorities is rededicate a portion of the general fund straight to fixing the roads, to general operations and maintenance of the roads all across Pima County. If we start with, say, 10% of the general fund and carry that forward for a couple of years and actually show the taxpayers Pima County government will actually fix the roads.
Government can then go
back and ask those taxpayers, help us finish the rest of this project.
Bill, has anything been said in the campaign about you or that you would like to kind of set the record straight about Bill Beard?
Well, one of them is one of my opponents keeps talking about I will buckle under to the establishment, to Mr. Huckleberry, et cetera. And I would remind my opponents and the folks in District 1, I've been standing up to Pima County government, Mr. Huckleberry, to the establishment of my own party for many years. When I ran in 2012 for county recorder, I did so against the wishes of several members of the local Republican Party leadership. I'm not afraid of a fight. I've been fighting as a member of the Election Integrity Commission and just as a member of the public, including my time as the chairman of Pima County Republican Party, against the establishment of Pima County. That includes Mr. Huckleberry and the 3-vote majority.
How about other issues? Education. We have 80,000 people in this county that do not even have a high school diploma. Is that an issue for you?
Education is not something that the Board of Supervisors has direct responsibility for. As a former teacher myself, I have always advocated for not just educating yourself, but educating the populace as a whole. As a member of the Board of Supervisors, I have very little say in whether or not education does or doesn't occur on a regular basis in Pima County.
How about other issues that you would have a direct control over, Bill Beard?
Well, supporting the sheriff, the issues with Stone Garden that the Board of Supervisors started micromanaging what the Pima County Sheriff can and can't do over the last few years. To my mind, number one, that's a separate elected official. That person in that office can go before the voters and advocate for or against various funding schemes. Pima County, after years of accepting that funding, but just because there's a different person in Washington, D.C. in the presidency, decided overnight that the money was no longer valid, just raised a political issue that didn't need to be raised. Let the sheriff manage the sheriff's department. Get out of that process, support that funding like Stone Garden, et cetera, and we'll be fine. We don't need to raise taxes at all. That's the other big thing that my campaign is talking about.
The reconstituted board will have to face the recovery from COVID-19. Your thoughts on that, Bill Beard?
The county has mismanaged the COVID-19 response from the beginning. They tried to micromanage and pick winners and losers from the beginning. When government goes down the path of mandating rules for other people's behavior, how they conduct their livelihoods, they're asking for inevitable problems because the nature of this disease, the nature of how we've tracked it from day one, default means that the goalposts are going to move on a daily basis, sometimes on an hourly basis. And for government to start going down the road of mandating certain behaviors that, frankly, was inconsistent, illegal, and flies in the face of basic constitutional rights you have as a citizen in this country, was the wrong approach. You can give guidelines, you can make strong suggestions about behavior, but for government to come down and mandate that a restaurant must close and not do any kind of activities where the public can congregate, but Lowe's and Home Depot would be allowed to allow hundreds of people into their stores at one time, frankly, is ludicrous on its face.
All right, Bill Beard, where can people find out more about the campaign?
BeardForSupervisor.com. And I did want to say one other thing about one of my other opponents, and you'll be listening to her shortly. She has spent an awful lot of her time, an awful lot of her personal efforts over the last how many ever years working against Republican candidates and working for directly getting Democrats elected, whether it was Ramon Valdez, Richard Elias, Raul Grijalva. That is something that a true Republican would never do. Myself, personally, I've never done that, and I will never do that.
All right, Bill Beard, thank you very much, and we'll be talking to you. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Bill Beard, a Republican, one of four Republicans. We're meeting all four of them during the hour. Next up, Rhonda Pena on the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. We'll take our break. Be right back with Rhonda Pena.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 850 transportation projects or service improvements across the region to date. The RTA is a state-established political subdivision and taxing district. The RTA's current half-cent sales tax funds the 20-year plan through June 2026. And the RTA is laying the foundation to develop a new plan. To learn more, please visit www.rtanext.com.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We are meeting all four of the Republican candidates in District 1, Pima County's Supervisorial District. But before we meet Ron DePina, I want to tell everybody about Green Things. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Green Things, 50 years and still growing. I love that logo, because pretty much everything on their 13 acres is growing over at Green Things. And looking for a home in your backyard, in your garden, they have some amazing plants, trees, and annuals and more. They're open daily, and they are located on a beautiful location over by the Rito River, 3384 East River Road. Their website is greenthingsaz.com. Also on the 13 acres, Zocalo Village, which has some beautiful, many cases, handcrafted items, furniture. They've got some beautiful Talavera pottery. Just, it's a destination in itself. Check out Green Things. Our next candidate, we heard from Bill Beard first, and in alphabetical order, Ron DePina joins us now on the live line. Rhonda, how are you?
I am good. How are you, Bill?
Doing real well. Tell our listeners who you are and why you believe you are qualified to take a seat on the Pima County Board of Supervisors.
Great. Thank you. My name is Rhonda Pina, and I currently serve as a council member for the town of Oro Valley, and I'm a candidate for Pima County Supervisor District 1. I am a native Tucsonan and a lifelong Republican.
Tell me. And then the reason you are believe you're qualified.
Yes, and the reason that I feel I'm qualified is I worked in the banking industry for many years in different capacities, managing specifically commercial, for-profit, and nonprofit businesses. And from that, one thing you do learn is accountability and service. And following a great longstanding career with business, I serve on the Oro Valley Town Council, and having that experience, you learn once again how accountability and service are very important when serving constituents. So the experience with that, I feel, would bring great value to the Pima County Board of Supervisors.
After two four-year terms, the incumbent in the district, Allie Miller, Republican, has decided not to seek another term, and her number one priority, talked about it almost every day, was fix the roads. Is the road condition in Pima County your priority as well, number one?
Yes, the roads are definitely a priority, along with a few other ones that are very, very important and obviously linked together. So yes, roads are a priority for me.
And how would you go about improving our road condition? And then we'll hear from your other priorities that you have.
So fixing the roads, it's not a one-size-fits-all answer. Fixing the roads is going to encompass using some tools, such as, I believe, supporting the regional transportation, reauthorizing that to allow for one of the tools in fixing our roads. So it complements Pima County on the other end, working to fix the roads as well. So I would be in support of reauthorizing the Regional Transportation Authority. The other way that we're going to fix roads is we have to be able to have revenue in order to do that. And as it stands now, Pima County is experiencing challenges with revenue sources. And so the way to do that in really supporting many of the core services that Pima County provides, it would be through economic development and growing revenue.
How about
And of course, prioritizing and putting that money towards or putting monies towards fixing the roads.
And your other priorities?
So my other priorities, I mean, obviously one thing that's come about is the COVID-19 issues. And so I think normalizing or managing that part of the process with looking at the budget and ensuring that we're mainly keeping a focus on how that's affecting the budget as we move forward. The other things that I think are important, and I mentioned it, is economic development and job creation. Economic development is not only going to help, provide jobs, but it's going to help expand the tax base so that we minimize or reduce the liability on current property taxpayers. and economic development is going to be a way to do that. And the other thing that's very important to me is safety. I believe that we need to continue to fund our resources to our public safety department, and in this case, the Pima County Sheriff's Department, because I truly believe a safe community is also a healthy community. They go hand in hand. And so those are some of the main things. And obviously, I think there's things as far as reform, looking at ways to improve efficiencies. It's all encompassing with those priorities.
I'm asking all four of the candidates this question. Is there anything that you has been said about you that you believe that you'd kind of like to set the record straight about right now, Rhonda Pena?
That's a very good question. I think there is some question as to whether I'm a Republican and I have conservative values. And I'll set the record straight. I've been a Republican, a registered Republican in Pima County since 1983. As I said, I'm a native Tucsonan. So I am a Republican. And being in the business world and serving as a Republican, there is no line as to party lines as to providing service. And when you're working with all different kinds of nonprofit and for-profit businesses, you have to be able to work across the board and across party lines, and you don't see one or the other. And so I would just like to set the record straight that I still have been a Republican through all of my career working with many different party lines.
Yeah, and this was brought up by in our previous interview by Bill Beard, saying basically that you have been just too cozy with Democrats. How do you respond to that?
It's not a matter of being cozy. It's a matter of doing business and getting results. And I think what they're trying to put emphasis on is just noise. I would say, you know what? Let's talk about getting things done, and that's what I do. And I think it's a pretty obvious thing that most people realize is that when you're working with others, you're getting things done. Shouting and criticizing doesn't get things done. And so my being able to work with others through my career is going to be able to serve what I feel is being beneficial to get things done, not only for our constituents in District 1, but it's going to serve the region, because I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. We have longstanding issues in Pima County, and we have to not only help District 1, but help the county, because doing so, all of us benefit, and we will benefit from it. And so I find that to be noise on what we can do now.
Excuse me. Let's go back to the COVID-19, and this is a question I'm going to ask all four of you candidates, and the idea about when whoever is elected, it will be a reconstituted Pima County Board of Supervisors, and the damage, the economic damage from this is going to certainly be, I would think, at the top of it, the agenda in 2021. So what can the board, as you being on the board, and if you are elected, what can you do to kind of help businesses to get back on their feet?
That's a good question. So right now, with many of the municipalities, there were funds that were provided to the county, and I serve on the Ore Valley Council, and so there were also monies that had been provided to them to help businesses. And I think the question becomes, we have to understand exactly where we can spend those monies to be able to help businesses so that we don't get into any kind of issues with how it was spent, but also what makes sense for the businesses where the monies are spent. And so I think it's going to be a management process as we go through this, and we are going to have to include the business community as to what those needs are so that we can continue. It's really going to be a work in process with this and a management process, but certainly it's one that we need to really focus on, not only our existing businesses, but how we're going to bring in new businesses. And if it means helping those as well, then we're going to have to do that. But it certainly is going to be a management process as we get through this budget and look towards a future budget.
This is like a campaign year I've never seen in 32 years here in town. How are you handling this? How are you going about getting the word out and connecting with voters, Rhonda Pena?
Yeah, I'm very proud of our campaign, and fortunately for me, because I have experience and I'm currently on the World Eye Town Council, I've had the opportunity to build relationships. And so I do have a record. And so I think that's been very beneficial. Aside from that piece, we started out very early in getting the word out on the campaign. And then as we've managed through this, one of the things that's been very beneficial is I have received a diverse number of endorsements that I'm very proud of. You know, for instance, through Mayor Ed Honey of Marana, the business community, our police and first responders, all of these different endorsements, they have a way of being able to get the voice out that I'm the candidate to look at because of the fact that I do get things done. And I think the diverse endorsements definitely send a message of my ability to get to be effective. And so I think those are some different ways, along with the usual social media is very important to all the candidates. And then, of course, we have mailings and that outreach.
All right. And the mailings, as far as the mail-in ballots, go out this week. So the election is here. Rhonda Pena, what is your website?
So it's Pena4Supervisor.com, and that's F-O-R, Pena4Supervisor.com.
Rhonda Pena, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
You too. Rhonda Pena, Republican candidate, one of four, and we're meeting all four on the Buckmaster Show during this hour, and all the interviews will be archived at KVOI.com. CBS Network News is next.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios, our midweek edition on this very hot week in July. We continue now with our 2020 year vote. Your Voice candidate interview series. We are devoting the entire hour today to the four Republicans in the race for Pima County Supervisorial District Number 1. That's a district, that seat has been held for two terms, that's 8 years, by the incumbent Allie Miller. Supervisor Miller earlier this year decided she would not seek another term. And all of our interviews, if you're just tuning in and you missed our time with Bill Beard, then Rhonda Pena, all of the interviews are archived at KVOI.com. Next up, in alphabetical order, Mr. Steve Spain. Steve, how are you, sir?
I'm grateful to be back on with you, Bill. It's good to get to talk to you again.
Thank you very much. Tell our listeners, who is Steve Spain and why is Steve Spain qualified to be a member of the Pima County Board of Supervisors?
Well, hopefully many of your listeners will recognize my name from the pages of the Arizona Daily Independent, where I've written from a strong conservative standpoint for about the past 8 years, or from a fair amount of radio here in Tucson. I was the official IT guy for a show that used to be on the air here. But I've just come out of a longtime career in hospitality IT. I worked for Starwood Hotels and then Marriott after Marriott bought us. And I spent half of my time in that career working for the America's IT team, which is a very small, very nimble team at the pretty much the top of our organization, supporting all of our hotels throughout the Americas and occasionally working on projects outside of the continents as well. But even though IT is my discipline, my focus had always been on delivering value. I was able to, very shortly after joining that team, I was able to find savings in one contract that basically paid for my entire salary for the year. I mean, that's the kind of work that I do, is trying to find value for my employer then, my clients now. And that's what I look forward to bringing to all of Pima County, not just District 1, but the whole of the county, is bringing value back to the taxpayers.
Certainly, Supervisor Allie Miller made fixing the roads a mantra of her time, and probably will be remembered. That will be her big issue, as she will be remembered for. What's at the top of your list? Are you assuming that mantle of fix the roads issue?
So let's give a little bit more credit where credit is due, because this year Pima County will put over $50 million towards roads, if I recall, and that is the most they have ever done, and that is solely because of the work that Supervisor Miller has done. I absolutely will work in every possible way to continue that work, to continue what she's done. Here's what frustrates the heck out of me, Bill. This just grates on me, is that the county received, this year alone, we were slated to receive $106 million in gas tax revenue that's supposed to go to the roads. And they budgeted to use about a third of that and the rest of it into the ether, right? It's a waste of money. If there's an approach that will benefit taxpayers and that will fix the roads, it is not creating new bonds. And I heard that one earlier in the hour. That's shocking. No, it's not new bonds. It's spending wisely what we've already got coming in. It's not creating new taxes to be able to attack the roads. But here's the kicker. And this is the thing that I just don't hear from any of the other candidates in this race. Yes, roads are a priority. They're a very high priority. So is the fact that we've got the highest primary property tax rate in the state of Arizona. But unless and until we successfully rein in and control the profligate spending from the county administrator, we're not going to make headway. We're not going to make progress. Chuck Huckleberry writes his own contract very literally and has set himself up with an incredibly sweet deal. It's not right. It's a waste of taxpayer dollars. We need to let the rest of the county know, even the folks who don't pay attention to conservative media, to shows like yours, what's actually going on, so that they lean on their supervisors and their supervisors understand that things have got to change or it'll be their last term.
What else is on your priority list, Steve Spain?
The roads and taxes are very, very high up there. Public safety is important to me. I was gravely disappointed in the way the county handled the Stone Garden issue. We had a clear, cogent articulate message from Sheriff Napier, basically asking for funding to fund a new station in the western part of the county where he just needs to put more people. And the board turned it into a race issue and they shot it down. That was shameful. That kind of stuff shouldn't happen. But I go back to, and this is one of the big differentiators that separates me, I have that background of getting a message out. And it's about time that the Republicans on the board start to do what the Democrats have perfected, which is go to the cameras, go to the media, and get a message out. And you've got to craft it carefully. You got to give them short sound bites so that they don't have anything else to use to get a message out to the rest of Pima County and help everybody understand what the problem really is.
If elected, I assume you're going to be all over the place with the media. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's absolutely what I want to do. Yes, I want to get into in front of the cameras from the news stations. I want to spend a little bit more time with the Daily Star. And you know, that's tricky. I don't want them editing stuff that I submit to them. I want to get a message out. So that's going to take some work to make that happen, but it's doable and it's worth putting in that effort.
Steve Spain, here's a question that we've asked all of the candidates, asking them today. Is there anything that you would like to clear up? Anything said about you that you want to set the record straight at this point?
Yes, thank you for that question, because, and I don't know who's doing this, but somebody is floating some kind of rumor that Supervisor Miller was not allowed or not able to make an endorsement for this race. That is categorically false. Supervisor Allie Miller, as she is retiring after two terms, has endorsed me to continue on the work that she is doing. So let's get that one straight for the record. Yes, Supervisor Miller has endorsed me, Steve Spain.
What about COVID-19 and the recovery that will be the priority? Well, it's got to be at the top of the list, certainly, for the newly constituted board in 2021.
There's a problem that existed long before COVID came across, and that is that Pima County gets in the way of business. The county government gets in the way of businesses here in Pima County prospering, thriving, growing. And if we minimize, if we shrink Pima County, if we reduce the tax rates here, we can attract better businesses. And I genuinely believe, Bill, I've been talking about this. There are videos on my website. We've got an opportunity before us now to replace some of, if not all of, what China does in our supply chain, whether it be medical goods, whether it be medications themselves, whether it be the plastic toys my two-year-old son is playing with as we speak. We can bring some of that business into Pima County and show the rest of the country how to own the recovery, how to grow organically. We don't need to be the next Phoenix, but we do need to improve the quality of life for everybody here. And it's not the county that will do that. It's private businesses, small and large, that will improve the quality of life, the pay scale, our lives here in Pima County.
Would you try to have a priority to companies that are in the United States?
Wherever legally possible, absolutely. I think we should be doing anything we can to encourage companies here in the States to grow in the Tucson area, in Pima County. We've got phenomenal people here who want better jobs, who want to grow their own careers, who want to learn to do new things. We're squandering that opportunity with our own neighbors if we allow the county to stand in the way of those businesses coming in.
All right, Steve Spain, where can people find out more about you, about your website?
I try to make that very easy. It's votestevespain.com. It's Spain just like the country.
All right, Steve, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Great to talk with you. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Steve Spain, one of four candidates. We first heard from Bill Beard at the beginning of the program, then Rhonda Pena, now Steve Spain, and up next, Vic Williams. So we're going to hear from all four of the Republican candidates in the supervisorial district number one as the Buckmaster Show continues on this midweek edition in the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studios. We'll be right back.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines, The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The current Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year plan, the RTA Board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to identify priority projects based on public input. RTA member jurisdictions will submit their respective project lists by June 2020 for the CAC to consider for a future plan. To learn more, visit www.rtanext.com.
Hello, I'm Jeanette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just a 3-hour drive to cooler temperatures. High today, 94. It's 91 at midday over in Silver City. It's the Buckmaster Show. Temperature guarantee of 10 degrees or cooler. Let's check out Sunday. What are we expecting? Record 114. 100 will be the high over in Silver City, and that's really, really unusually warm for them over with that mile-high elevation. Anyway, check out southwestnewmexico.org for where to stay and what to do, and there's plenty of opportunities over there for social distancing in the Gila National Wilderness. We continue now with our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice candidate interview series. We are meeting and talking with all four of the candidates, Republican candidates in the race for Pima County Supervisor District 1. We heard from Bill Beard, Rhonda Pena, Steve Spain, and now Vic Williams. Vic, how are you?
Bill, doing well. Thanks for asking.
Tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and why you believe Vic Williams is qualified for a seat on the board.
Well, first, I'm going to direct your voters or listeners to go to the website, vote4vic.com. That's vote4vic.com. Spell out my background experience. I've owned and operated businesses for the last 30 years, putting together deals, creating manufacturing, creating jobs in Southern Arizona, throughout the Western United States. Been doing that, bringing deals together, bringing people together. Started companies when I was 26 years old, worked across the Western United States. Took those skills and background experiences. When I was 45 years old, I ran for the Arizona State Legislature. I was elected back in 2008, 2010, and worked on significant reform in the state of Arizona, SB 1070, our state-based illegal immigration law, helped reform Rio Nuevo, got that turned around down here. During the recession, we cut budgets 25% in the state of Arizona without impacting services to our constituents, brought jobs into Southern Arizona, bioscience jobs. You know, I've voted pro-life and also served and made sure that our Second Amendment rights are been preserved. So I have a lot of experience in business. I have a lot of experience in creating jobs, working in large organizations, and also political experience serving in the legislature.
Ellie Miller, of course, talked a lot about fixing the roads. Is that your number one priority?
Well, it's a major priority, and you know, we're going to lose a good conservative voice in Allie Miller, and that voice needs to maintain and keep going in on the Pima County Board of Supervisors. But, you know, making sure that we have well-funded roads is real simple by reducing spending. We have a $1.4 billion general fund budget here in Arizona. If we reduce spending by 5 or 7%, we're going to find the funds to fix and repair and create new roads. Also making sure that our HERF funding, the $106+ million from HERF funding, is properly spent. But beyond that, also, we need to make sure that we're doing economic development, creating jobs, bringing jobs to Southern Arizona, and well-paying jobs, good, effective jobs, because our government at the state and local level basically shut down the economy. And we have thousands of small businesses that are on the edge right now. So bringing jobs to Southern Arizona is the preeminent thing that we need to be working on right now. There's a lot of businesses that are about ready to go out. There are a lot of people that are on the edge financially, and we need to be focusing on that immediately here in Southern Arizona.
And then rebounding from COVID-19, the publicity certainly doesn't help Arizona that we're at the top of the list of active cases right now per capita, right, Vic?
Well, of course, that's the publicity or whatever might be out there in the mainstream media. But, you know, so I'm not exactly certain where we're leading with that, but making sure that people are safe, making sure that people, they're being treated properly for COVID is important, Bill.
How are you going to, if elected to the board, be part of that newly reconstituted Board of Supervisors? What can be done to help businesses in 2021? And hopefully that will be our recovery year.
Well, making sure that the federal funds that our government has given for COVID recovery and for businesses are properly administered and get out to the private sector just as soon as possible. Secondly, don't stand in the way of business. We have a county government, also a city government, in a democratically run governments in Southern Arizona that tends to get in the way and work against businesses. Let business do what they do best and get out there and create jobs for Southern Arizonans. Those are the most important things, in my opinion.
Vic Williams, anything said about you during the campaign that you would like to set the record straight for right now with our listeners?
Yeah, in general, I just want to, address something Steve Spain said in his advertisement. He's trying to lump everyone in with the same category as Ronda Pena. Look, Ronda Pena is the one who has accepted donations from Democrats and has worked on Democratic campaigns like Raul Grijalva's and Ramon Valdez. I've been a business owner for 30 years, and I do business with Democrats every single day of my life. That's just something that we do. But I would never stand and actually go out as a conservative Republican and work and volunteer on Democratic campaigns like Rhonda has done in the community. So to kind of lump me into that is I think, just something that he needed to say in his campaign pieces. But go from there.
Let's go back, Vic Williams, to some of the priorities. What else is on the list? What would you like to tackle?
Well, jobs, economic development, making sure that we are bringing in high-paying jobs in Southern Arizona, that begins with education, that begins with making this a friendly environment for businesses to exist, kind of working on trying to break up the cronyism. People have an opinion of Southern Arizona being unfair, and a privileged few have the opportunity to do business. and we need to make it an even playing field for everyone.
Vic, how have you structured your campaign in this very odd election year, like an election year none of us have ever seen before?
Well, you know, if your listeners go to my campaign website, votefor.vic.com, you'll see a lot of what we're doing. We have a lot of videos there. So in the past, I've walked to thousands of doors. I was only able to get to a couple of thousand doors this campaign before the election kind of got shut down, walking door to door because of COVID. But we have several videos that talk about vision for Southern Arizona, why good ideas matter, about leadership and so forth. So we've been pushing a lot of our dialogue or what I have to say out in videos through social media. And it's another way to get out there and talk. So in some ways, it's forced us to communicate in a more broad and expansive measure than walking door to door.
Have you found a lot of people remember you from your time at the state legislature?
Yeah, absolutely. And, people are very aware of what's going on in Southern Arizona. They know who Allie Miller is when we talk to them. They know who I am when I'm talking about what we did with SB 1070, about reducing budgets in the state of Arizona, and some of the tough votes that we made, also bringing jobs to Southern Arizona. So it's been really rewarding and enriching when we go out and we talk to people, either at the doorsteps or I've talked to people on phones or I just meet people again and reinitiate about what I've done in Southern Arizona and what I plan to do as a member of the Board of Supervisors.
One thing that's come up during our interviews today, law enforcement. Do you have any thoughts on that, Vic Williams?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Well, we've talked, some of the other candidates have been talking about law enforcement here in Pima County. Some of your thoughts on that, please.
Yeah, we need to fully fund the Sheriff's Department and make sure that our citizens are safe, because we now have some radical elements through Black Lives Matter in Southern Arizona that riot, that are looting. They're basically doing un-American activities. And as politicians, we need to stand up and support law and order and make sure that our citizens are safe and that our Sheriff's Department is well-funded. I think you see this agenda going through Democrats in Southern Arizona, Pima County, where they were unwilling to put the money into Stone Garden for border enforcement, border interdiction. And those are just things that are politically driven. So look, the big thing here in Southern Arizona, Pima County, as a member of that board, we have a voice of one of five members of the board to talk to the public about making sure that our public safety is preeminent and is first, and counteract this Democratic voice about not funding and defunding our police departments, which is just absolutely ludicrous. And you can take a look what's happening around the country and the spike of murders and shootings that are going on in major metropolitan areas that are run by Democrats. And God forbid if that starts happening here.
All right. And again, your website, Vic Williams.
Yeah. Vote4Vic.com. That's V-I-C number four, Vic.com. Or you can call me on my phone, 520-390-9946.
Thank you very much, Vic Williams. Thanks, Vic.
Hey, Bill, thank you. God bless, and thank you very much. And I hope that your voters will vote for me on August 4th. I'm asking for their vote based on my background, my experience, my capabilities to communicate and get out there and serve them as a conservative member of the Pima County Board of Supervisors.
All right, thank you, Bill. Thank you, Vic Williams. We heard from Bill Beard, Rhonda Pena, Steve Spain, and Vic Williams. All of the interviews will be posted at KVOI. We have our full archive of all of our interviews. I'm Bill Buckmaster. On behalf of Tom Fairbanks, have a great afternoon.